Russisches für dich. Aber die haben da also Bescheid jetzt, ne? Und dann hat es war so, das war so krass. Der Chef, der hat so mit anderen Leuten, nur man sieht sich halt, und dann verschwinden die Leute nacheinander. Aber guck mal, das eine bei den anderen, bei der ersten.
Hello, beautiful soul. Very welcome to my third solo episode. I first thought like the first episode was very well clicked by accident, but the second one, you really like that one as well. So I figured out, okay, we'll do a third one and see how this is going. And if it's annoying, I will stop, of course. But so far, you guys really like what I do. So let's talk about Bitcoin Atlantis Madeira. We've been at the conference, and I just wanted to share from an unschooling point of view why that is important and what kind of learning experiences you can take from these kind of trips and so on. So first of all, I hate leaving the island where we live. And yeah, I really had a hard time letting go this time. I don't know why, but it was so much harder than normally. Normally, I'm a bit grumpy and not really nervous, but just grumpy. And this time, I was just crying so much. I don't really know why, but it's just very beautiful here. We have a beautiful home, we have a dog and a cat and friends and everything. So we don't really want to leave, especially to a place where we've been before. We've been to Madeira and everyone is like, oh my God, it's so beautiful and everything. Yeah, it is beautiful. But just imagine that island without all the people, without all the society stuff that is nonstop in your face. Just imagine that. This is how my island looks like. So we are like trading that for an experience on an island that is way more stressful with energies, noise, frequencies, and all that stuff. But anyway, we were pretty happy to be invited to Bitcoin Atlantis because I was able to speak about unschooling, and I was really looking forward to that because it's obviously my favorite topic. So, yes, packing bags. I mean, we are used to packing bags. We're most of the time living out of our bags, so no big deal. And normally the day of the journey itself, everything's fine. Nobody's nervous. Everyone is in the flow of getting up early, and we have a 2-hour drive to the airport. So that gives us time to calm down and, yeah, I don't know, prepare ourselves for whatever is coming. And we have no rules whatsoever for traveling. Like, we always pack tons of food, but if we see something nice on the way, we're gonna eat that as well. So we spent the whole day eating, and we are always prepared with a lot of nice stuff to discover on the plane, because whenever you want to leave that island, you have to fly to another island that is near, and from there you have to fly to the mainland, to the peninsula, Spain, and then from there you can go wherever. So just imagine, we were driving past Madeira. I could almost feel the island just land in Madrid, wait for another flight and go back. So it was more or less 8 hours of flying. Complete nonsense to me. It's nonsense. But anyway, so we always pack like a lot of books, PDFs, audio stuff to listen to. And I always try to gather stuff that we would normally not, deep dive into, because it's a big topic we didn't touch yet, and I don't want to do that because we always have so much to do, so much on our schedules, that I don't really open up a big topic. But 8 hours flight gives us plenty of time to deep dive into new topics. And so I've been reading LSD, My Problem Child by Albert Hoffman. I really like that dude. I think he did awesome research and very interesting. If you want to deep dive into that topic, I can, just recommend to start with that book. It's pretty insane. I love it. Yeah, and we always have this thing that we are being tested on every damn airport in all the world, in every country we've been to. We are always tested for bombs, traces of these kind of things. And I don't really believe that this is testing for traces for building, like material for building bombs. I don't really believe that. But I'm just wondering, what the hell? Why is it always me? I don't get it. And the dude who's working at the airport, I mean, it's a very small airport where we live, so you know each other, and he's always like looking at me like, dude, it's you again. And I'm always like, ah, God. Yeah, it's me again. Cool. Yeah, so traveling is always cool. And the best part of all of that was, and this is why I agreed to go on that trip, is that we're able to stay with our friends in Madeira. And it's an unschooling family, and my friend, she's the founder of A Place to Be Madeira, an unschooling hub for a lot of Bitcoin unschooling families, and a very beautiful concept. And I think getting to know people who you've been recording podcasts with and being connected and sharing the same principles, it's always really nice. And I was looking forward to meet a lot of more unschooling Bitcoiners on the conference. So yes, it's always nice to navigate through the world and to discuss if it's round, if it's flat, if it's an apple, if it's not existent at all, if it's just in our imagination and we're dreaming and all of these things. So I think airplanes are the best place to get rid of some more of this onion layers of societal stuff. Let's call it stuff. Yeah, so I think because a lot of people were like, yeah, what is the learning experience? What is a kid learning at a conference? What is even, I don't know, too much stress to take the kid to another island and stuff like that. So first of all, I think stress, I don't know, depends on your personality, I guess. So no stress at all. And first thing I really saw, and that made me very, very happy, that at home we speak Spanish and German and English not so much. My kid started to be interested in English since he started gaming, because most of the gaming content is in English and most of the gamers are, of course, communicating in English. So he's deep diving into that at the moment like crazy. And being surrounded by so many English-speaking people, English content, everything, that really pushed him to the next level. And seeing that he was able and strong enough and self-aware, independent enough to go out there and connect with people who are talking an entirely different language than him. Although he knows that he's not really good in English, but he tries anyway. That was pretty nice. And I need to say, there were a couple of people speaking Spanish that really lights up his heart. And we met someone from our island, just one person, but anyway, it was so nice to have someone from home and to have a little bit of home talk, gossip talk. Really nice, but not the bad kind of gossip, of course, just like how much better the avocados are at our island and these kind of things, and how much we miss home and these kind of things. So yeah. First thing he learned definitely is English. A lot of content in English. A lot of new people, a lot of unschooled families. That's not only good for my kid, but for me as well, because connecting with other unschooling families. Unschooling was a lot of, for a couple of years, a concept that I was living but not sharing with anyone else around me. So being able to share that lifestyle with other families, living together and exchanging ideas, and what does your day look like? What does your day look like? Do you have a routine? What kind of routine? And these kind of things. So I really enjoyed exchanging ideas and seeing how unschooling works for other families in real life, and to see how cool the kids are, like how fearless, independent, and strong. That really, made me think about how many kids I meet along the way that are quite the opposite, super shy and not really well connecting with grown-ups because maybe there is like a barrier. But in this case, there were like tons of kids at the conference that were pretty open-minded. And this, it this movement of families caring differently for their kids that really does make an impact on the kids. Like, even if they're, especially, I need to say, especially when they are all together in a group and doing crazy stuff, it's a much different vibe they put out in the world. And I really like that. So I get tons of positive feedback for my very intelligent, well-behaving child that I don't need but appreciate. So that was pretty cool to see. And to give Madeira a second chance was quite good. I didn't change my opinion about that island. It's beautiful. I miss the nature. I can see that there was nature before humans made it there a home. And yeah, anyway, what disturbed me a little bit was how many Bitcoiners were so keen to live on Madeira and to go there and stay and buy houses, apartments, whatever. Because in my head, real freedom is not living on an island that gives you like prestige to live somewhere fancy or stuff like that, but it's to be able to grow your own potatoes. Because if you don't trust the money system, why are you trusting the food supply system, for example? And I don't see so much agriculture in Madeira that would give me like daily panic attacks. Like, is the food supply chain even secure over here? But anyway, everyone has their own dreams, so I'm not going to judge. I'm just wondering about how much self-sovereign in terms of money someone can be, and in other parts of your life, like, I don't care. I'm pretty fine with the supermarket. Anyway, so I guess the biggest impact that journey and that conference had on my child was to meet really awesome people that orange pilled him even more. And he was able to live the Bitcoin lifestyle we are normally just talking about. Of course, when we're traveling, sometimes we're able to pay in Bitcoin. But this time, obviously, everything was easy payable in Bitcoin. And he was pretty happy that he could finally use his wallet and connect with people who are not like, oh my God, what is that? But that are supporting his idea, that already know what he's doing. And like feeling that kind of tribe or group feeling, I think it's very, very important to have that once in a while. And from the whole learning experience, I think he, for my kid especially, deep diving into, I'm always saying deep diving, that's so stupid. So focusing even more on the philosophy, on the moral aspects of the history of money, on the development of the money system or money situation on this world right now. I think that was quite important for him, because normally he sees me talking about that stuff all day and everyone around us is more or less like, money is bad, because here are a lot of like hippie style people and they don't really like money. So I'm the most of the times the only crazy person talking about these kind of things. So that was pretty cool for him to have that tribe surrounding him. And yeah, just this feeling of being a normal part of that group and not an exclusive example for craziness. I think that was pretty cool. And hearing all of that lifestyle, let's call it lifestyle. Seeing that lifestyle in other people was pretty cool, because if you hear it from your parents all the time, it's nice. And if you grow up like that, it's super nice. But if it comes from outside, from people you admire, you fancy, and you know, these kind of things. So that really gives another kind of impact. And I think all of these components are very important, but it's not necessary that someone else comes to your family and approves the ideas or your lifestyle. Of course not. But it's always nice to have someone, or a lot of people in this case, that are just like you. And you're just a normal part of that. That's pretty beautiful for kids, I guess, and for grown-ups as well. I mean, I don't need it, but it's awesome to have it, you know? Yeah, and what I really like is that he was prepped with little, like, token, and there was written all over it, like, taxation is theft, and we have them in German and Spanish as well, and that was his little gift he gave to people he really liked. So if you get one of these coins, of these tokens, you can consider yourself pretty lucky. And people loved it. He got so much nice feedback. People were really happy about receiving that little token. Of course, it's not the world, but it's a very thoughtful gift to leave in the next supermarket cart for a normie to get orange pilled, maybe. Yeah, and I think he learned a lot about self-sovereign lifestyle, not only when it comes to Bitcoin, but because of all that nice impact that all these beautiful people had on him in these couple of days. I think he was able to take the self-sovereign lifestyle from a kid's perspective to a whole new level. And all in all, I think it was just a very beautiful experience. He didn't really talk about gaming. He wasn't asking for any kind of gaming devices from my side. So I could say he forgot about the gaming, yeah, landscape for like 4 or 5 days. And that's huge, because normally this is one of his favorite things to do. And on the conference, his favorite thing to do was roam around, listen to people, connect, and being the exact opposite of that not socialized, unschooled, homeschooled kid. So a nice proof for the world that just because you're unschooled or homeschooled doesn't mean you're not socialized. It's quite the opposite. My kid was able to go out there, be himself, stay himself, and get in contact with others from a very, respectful perspective, without fear, without judgment, just from human soul to another human soul. That was pretty cool to see. And Peter Gray said in the talk I had with him, like, the hardest part for us as unschooling, homeschooling parents is to set up our kids with a good peer group. And of course, this peer group didn't last, but 4 or 5 days of a nice peer group impact can be something that stays with you for quite some time. Yeah. This is, I think, what my kid took from it. What I took from it was that I came there and I was pretty sure that everyone who's into decentralized money would understand and love decentralized education. But I saw a lot of Bitcoiners that were, I don't know what the purpose of their visit over there was, but they weren't really, really deep into the rabbit hole. I mean, we all start somewhere. And the nice part was that there were a couple of really hardcore freedom maximalists, and that was pretty cool to see. A lot of people still very plugged in the metrics, but others like really roaming free in their lives. So pretty cool to see that and to connect and to make these connections for other projects, podcast episodes, whatsoever. That was cool to see. And after the panel about unschooling, that was with Daniel Prince and Sylvia Burnett Pools from A Place to Be Me and two others. I forgot their names. I'm very sorry. Yeah, it was a pretty cool talk, because I think we all don't really give a shit about saying the correct thing, but saying our truth and speaking about what we really see. And I enjoyed that honesty, and I had so much positive feedback afterwards. Like, so many people were very grateful for hearing what we had to say, and that was pretty beautiful. And yeah, there was one guy that came to me like a day after, and he was pretty emotional, and he was like, yeah, I've been listening to what you said, and it just was true. He found that, like, he felt it was the truth, because I said something like, we can see physical abuse quite clearly, because if you have a black eye when you come back from school, like, that's pretty clear to see. But the emotional, the psychological abuse is not always so easy to see. And that part somehow stuck with him and hit him hard. And he was there with his son. And he said it had a pretty good impact to hear all of that things on his son as well. So he was very grateful. Yeah, and that move had an impact on me as well, of course, because if I hear someone like being so emotional about that, what I said, and being grateful, and just seeing that the words you say is changing something in the perspective of another family, that is pretty nice to see. And this is exactly why I do what I'm doing. And I received so many cute messages from people that were there and listen to what I said, and they were like, that was so cool. I wish I had the guts to homeschool my kids or to unschool them even. That was something I really didn't expect to happen. But anyway, that made me really, really happy and made me see that this is quite important what I do. And before, I was always like, yeah, it's something I do, and I somehow had the message I need to do it, but I didn't really consider it important in any way. But now I see, like, okay, there are a lot of people out there that are open for that change and the message. So this seems to be important. So I will go on doing that. And yeah, I did a very, very short video about our little trip, and I will put the link into the episode description if you want to take a look. Yes, so please text me, give me feedback, talk to me, ask me stupid questions, come on my show, share your story with us, with me, with all of us. And yeah, have a nice day. Support the Wildlife Unschooling podcast by checking the donation link in the podcast description. And leave me a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, and connect with me on social media for updates. And please feel free to drop me a text. I'd love to hear from you. Thank you so much for being part of this incredible journey.
Das ist die kleinste Aufgabe, weil ich mich auf dem Computer sitzen kann. Ich meine, du bist doch schon mal auf dem Computer. Mit dir rede ich nicht.
Du hast den Kollegen mal runter.
Der kommt mein Bart. Noch. Noch kleine Bäschchen.